You're quite right. Well?
Well, then, this clothes business. Doesn't that seem rather to bear out the escaping theory? Mark's brown suit was known to the police. Couldn't Cayley have brought him another one in the passage, to escape in, and then have had the brown one on his hands, and thought it safest to hide it in the pond?
Yes, said Antony thoughtfully, and then, go on. Bill went on eagerly.
It all seems to fit in, you know. I mean, even with your first theory, that Mark killed him accidentally and then came to Cayley for help. Of course, if Cayley had played fair, he'd have told Mark that he had nothing to be afraid of. But he isn't playing fair. He wants to get Mark out of the way because of the girl. Well, this is his chance. He makes Mark as frightened as possible, and tells him that his only hope is to run away. Well, naturally, he does all he can to get him well away, because if Mark is caught, the whole story of Cayley's treachery comes out.
Yes, but isn't it overdoing it, rather, to make him change his underclothes and everything? It wastes a good deal of time, you know.
Bill was pulled up short and said, "Oh!"
in great disappointment. "No, it's not as bad as that, Bill," said Antony with a smile. "I dare say the underclothes could be explained. But here's the difficulty. Why did Mark need to change from brown to blue, or whatever it was, when Cayley was the only person who saw him in brown?"
"The police description of him says that he is in a brown suit."
"Yes, because Cayley told the police. You see, even if Mark had had lunch in his brown suit, and the servants had noticed it, Cayley could always have pretended that he had changed into blue after lunch, because only Cayley saw him afterwards. So if Cayley had told the inspector that he was wearing blue, Mark could have escaped quite comfortably in his brown without needing to change at all."
"But that's just what he did do!" cried Bill triumphantly. "What fools we are!"
Antony looked at him in surprise, and then shook his head.